And now we wanted to get a little more of an elaboration on a story we reported yesterday fairly prominently in our newscasts. Daniel Keel joins us. He's professor of information operations at the National Defense University. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
So yesterday we were reporting, according to a congressional report that was taking a look at the Chinese surveillance of the U.S. Internet, that for 18 minutes, about 15% of the Internet traffic was rerouted, possibly by China, through servers in China. And it involved the U.S. government sites, the Senate, the Army, the Navy, NASA, the Department of Commerce. Dell was affected, along with some other commercial sites. First of all, why would you do something like this, and how could you look at that stream of data as it's churning through your servers?
Well, one of the interesting questions is, why would someone do this?
Yeah.
And one of my colleagues at NDU facetiously observed that this may have been the Chinese version of Beetle Bailey opening the cover that says, only press in an emergency, and pressing it. He's now in Western China making large rocks into small rocks. But the rationale for that kind of capability is, as you suggest, the ability to data mine the data stream for all kinds of information, and you identified a whole series of government agencies that you would want to get information from.
But is the technology here, let's separate the sophistication of the technology. Is the technology here that's most unnerving the rerouting technology, or would it be the data mining technology, the searchability technology itself?
In my mind, the rerouting.
Really?
Yes, in my mind, the rerouting.
So do we know how they did it?
I haven't the slightest idea. There are probably dozens of people in the New York area that are far more technologically proficient than I am that could perhaps explain how you could do this. In my mind, the far more interesting issue is, why would someone want to do this? And in my mind, there are at least three key reasons. One is, and this is less for us than them, internal political control within China. A second would be the whole economic issue, economic espionage, intellectual property, all the stuff that Admiral McConnell was warning about on the radio yesterday in terms of how much stuff we're losing, which harms us significantly in the sense of economic competitiveness. And then the third reason would be simple military advantage. And so you put those three reasons together, and you come up with a pretty compelling case for why having this kind of capability might be desirable for
all someone. Right, let's just review the bidding then. That first option would be monitoring people in China who are using the U.S. Internet sites as a way of controlling their own political dissidents. The second one would be basically ripping off proprietary technology by observing the data. And the third one, explain a little more about that before we go. That would actually involve shutting down the Internet to disrupt things like satellite communications, et cetera, in time of a military emergency.
Perhaps. The Chinese have a – if you look – the report of the China-U.S. Economic Security – Economic and Security Review Commission that this came from is actually, in my mind, much less interesting than last year's report. Because last year's report focused on the title was something along the lines of Chinese cyber warfare and computer network exploitation capabilities. And it explored what is, and I won't call it a strategy or a doctrine, but a Chinese concept that's fairly well developed that they call integrated network electronic warfare.
Wow. And definitely, something we're going to be focusing on in the future based on this 18-minute diversion story that we reported yesterday. Daniel Keel, professor of information operations at iCollege of the National Defense University, on the line from Washington, D.C. Daniel, thanks for that.
Thanks very much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.